when man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church in Manchester, New Hampshire. We count it a great privilege and an honor to be able to share God's word with those of you that are tuned in today. And we thank God for this opportunity that we can come and minister to you today out of the word of the Lord. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, Paul the Apostle says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." The power of the gospel. I believe that there's ever been a day and an hour that this gospel needs to be preached into all the world. It is the day that we're living. Now, I'm not just talking about any gospel, because Paul the Apostle warned in the book of Galatians also that there would be some that would come preaching another gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but some would look to come to pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe some on the spectrum, they go far too far one way with legalism. Then they go too far on the other end with liberalism. There is a fine balance according to the Word of God and the doctrines out of the holy written Word of the Lord. Paul the Apostle says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that would believe." The gospel has power to change the lives of men and women. We need to realize that the gospel is the power of God. If there's ever been a day that we needed to hear a crystal clear gospel message in this time that we are living and to this generation, it is now. In the book of Matthew, the word of the Lord goes on to say, and this is the gospel, that the whole purpose that the Son of God came down upon this earth was to save us from our sins. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Notice the Bible doesn't say save them in their sin, but save them out and deliver them from their sins. Brothers and sisters, Pastor Davis would like to tell you today, I am living proof that there is power in the gospel. I have experienced the true power of the gospel. One said, "I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see." It is a God's amazing grace. I thank God for his grace today that he saved a wretch like me, a man that was lost and undone. We were all born in sin, the Bible says, and shapen in iniquity. But if it had not been for Jesus that came to save sinners, thank God. And the Bible declares in chapter 1 of Matthew that he shall save his people from their sins. We need to understand that the thief, the devil, he is in this earth today, walking about like a roaring lion, going to and fro in the earth, seeking whom he may devour. The Bible declares to us in John chapter 10 and verse 10 that the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the message of the gospel. We know that the enemy, the devil, is looking to kill. He's looking to destroy the lives of men and women. I have experienced the destruction that sin brings, brothers and sisters. My friend today, let me tell you, sin is destructive. It will destroy men's lives. It will destroy women's lives. It is destroying our nation today. But we must recognize that the only hope for this nation today is the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am a young man that one time lived in sin when I was a younger man. Amen. I lived a lifestyle of drugs and alcohol. I know what it is to do drugs and alcohol and live a promiscuous lifestyle. But oh, if it had not been for the power of the gospel. Amen. God came to me. Some say, well, I found Jesus, and I understand that statement. But listen, most of us weren't looking for him. But he came to us, and he loved us so much that he came to us to save us from our sins. Matthew said it in verse 21. He came to save us from our sins. Now we know the devil, the thief, has come to kill and destroy men's lives through the power of sin. And we can see it in this generation today. These young people in this generation are full of sin and iniquity and the pull of the world and the love of the world. For Jesus said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world are the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. These things is what destroys men's lives. The Bible also declares to us that the wages of sin is death. Romans 6 and 23 says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That is the message of the gospel, that sin comes to destroy our life. The enemy, the devil. Now, I know many people blame everything on the devil today, and in the Christian world, many people try to blame the devil for everything. But truly, we have a will. We have a will that God has given us to choose life or to choose death. I believe that many today are obviously in the condition of this world, they're choosing death. There is pleasure in living in sin. There is pleasure in living a lifestyle. We live in a nation that loves pleasure more than they love God. Matter of fact, there's a lot of people even in the churches that love pleasure more than they love God. Now, I'm not trying to be critical with anybody. I'm just simply giving you the facts. Jesus said it, that there's many that worship him with their mouth, but their hearts are far from him. But brothers and sisters, I want to tell you today that Jesus is the only one that can satisfy the soul of a man. When I was a young man, I already said it earlier in this broadcast, that I lived a life of drugs and alcohol and lived a lifestyle that was full of wickedness and sin. But then when I heard the gospel message from my grandpa, I heard a message about the Savior, the Son of God who came down on this earth. And I thank God that he took the time to share this message with me. He loved me so much. He says, son, I want to come and tell you something. That what you're looking for in this world is not going to satisfy your soul. What you're looking for in this world to try to fulfill your innermost desires and try to find a satisfaction is not going to fulfill you with alcohol or drugs or looking for it in a woman or looking for it in a job or trying to look for it in something that this world has to offer. He said, son, you need Jesus in your heart. And I was just drawn all of a sudden to these words because it was almost like what I needed to hear. Because many a times I had pleasure in sin. And the Bible does say there's pleasure in sin. There's pleasure and there's satisfaction in the things of this world. But the Bible declares only for a season. Everybody's season comes to an end. You may indulge in a lifestyle of sin for some time, but the Bible says that God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. The thing is that the enemy, the devil, never tells people how far sin will bring them, how far that doing drugs and alcohol will bring them, or living a lifestyle that's displeasing to God. But brothers and sisters and my friend today, I'm here to tell you, when I heard the gospel message from my grandpa, all of a sudden I began to realize that God was coming to me through this man. Listen, Jesus even commanded it. He said, go ye into all the world and to preach the gospel. This is the commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we, those of us that are the witnesses, are the disciples of the Lord, are to go ye into this world and to compel them and to share this good news of the gospel. It is good news to know that we that are in sin, we that have once lived in sin, have something now of reality, something that is real in our lives, something that is eternal. And I thank God today for the gospel message that I heard. My grandpa told me, Jesus loves you. And I realized, oh my God, I thank God for the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he would come down and die up on a cross for me to save me from my sins, that I did not have to continue to live in sin. The Bible declares that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. That is something that should make you happy today. This is the only hope for our nation. This is the only hope for this generation. This is the only hope for the world today. Now, I know some people would say, well, you're crazy if you think Jesus is the only way. Well, I'm bold enough to tell you, according to God's word, that there is only one name given unto man upon this earth whereby we must be saved. And the Bible declares that every knee shall bow one day, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You may not bow to that name on this earth, but I will tell you this, my friend. One day you will take your last breath, and you will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and you will bow your knee and know that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But I thank God today for the gospel message. Many are afraid to share their testimony. But I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you that Jesus saved me from a life of drugs. Jesus saved me from a life of sin. For the Bible declares we were all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Each one of us, we need a Savior. And those of you that are saved today, we ought to be thankful and glorify God. And we need to preach this gospel message to this lost and this dying world. We realize that the enemy is trying to hinder us many ways from sharing this good news. We need to realize that this is the message that needs to be preached to this generation. For the Bible declares to us in Luke 9 and 56, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Jesus came to save us, came to set us free. Now, many today believe in a gospel that we think that we can live any old way we want, that we have to continue in sin, that grace may abound. Many believe in a gospel that gives them a license to sin, because we're saved by grace and not of yourselves. Of course we know that we can't earn our salvation. We can't get enough good merits or do enough good works to earn our salvation. For no man is saved by good works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God that he sent his son to die upon the cross and shed his blood for you and for me. Listen, we are all sinners saved by the grace of God. I'm not a sinner anymore, but I once was a sinner. I once was a man that despised things that were righteous and godly and good. But now, because Jesus has come into my life, and I'm not ashamed to tell you that it is the gospel of Jesus Christ that delivered me and set me free from a lifestyle of alcohol, a lifestyle of drugs. Listen, I couldn't get away from the lust of my flesh that desired to have those things every day. But when I heard the gospel message from my grandpa that day, and he shared with me about the power of the blood of Jesus, that when he died upon that cross to shed his blood, and he hung there upon that cross, and he said, "It is finished." Death was defeated. The devil, the enemy, the one that looks to destroy your life, amen, he was defeated, because the gospel of Jesus Christ has the power to save men. The devil was defeated that day upon the cross of Calvary. And because of that shed blood, we today can have eternal life through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. For this is why the Lord Jesus Christ came down upon this earth. This is the message of the gospel. What did he come down upon this earth to do? The Bible declares to us in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8 that he that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. But for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Oh, I thank God for that today, that Jesus came down to destroy the works of the devil. That I no more have to be a slave to sin. I no more have to be bound to the lust of my flesh. I no more have to be bound to the things that I used to be bound to, because there is power in the gospel to change men's lives. For the Bible declares to us that we can have this eternal life. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we are reading out of God's word, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 in verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. Verse 11 out of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11 says, and such, Paul speaking to the Corinthians, and such were some of you. Some of you that are listening to me right now can say, yes, I once was a drunk. I once was one that lived in alcohol and drugs and all of that promiscuous lifestyle of sin and indulging in the pleasures of this life. And such were some of you, but ye are washed. Amen. Thank God. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And such were some of you, but you're washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Oh, thank God for the gospel message today. We need to see a revival in this day and hour of some gospel preachers and some men of God that will rise up in this day and in this hour that will preach a gospel that with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe it's by the anointing. The Bible declares that yokes will be broken. There's yokes in people's lives of different types of bondages and sin. But I believe that there's good news and there's power in the gospel for the sinner. There's a good news for the alcoholic. There's good news for the drug addict. There's good news for the fornicator. There's good news for all liars. There's good news for every person, amen, that is bound, that Jesus Christ came to set you free from the powers of the devil, and he came down upon this earth to destroy them. For the Bible declares in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. It's only when Christ is in us that we change the way we talk. It's only when Christ comes into our heart and saves us from our sin that we become a new creature, where old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. I thank God for the power of the gospel. I thank God that there's power to change the lives of men and women today from a life of sin and a life of iniquity. There is hope for this nation if they will respond to the preaching of the gospel. For many times this gospel will fall on deaf ears, but I would encourage you, my brothers, my sisters, my friend, it is this great privilege and honor that I have come behind this microphone today to share with you. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul said, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Oh, salvation is what we need to continue to preach. The same old story. This gospel message. We're going to close this broadcast today in the book of Romans, chapter 10, a very familiar portion of Scripture, a Scripture that should change the lives of many. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, the Bible declares that if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Oh, the gospel has power to save the lives of anyone. I don't believe you can fall too far deep. I know there's a lot of people we look at in this world and say they don't have any hope. But my Bible declares to me in the book of Hebrews that he can save to the uttermost. He can reach down into the deepest muck and mire of sin and iniquity and pull the souls of men and women out of the deep cesspools of sin that they've fallen into in this world. I am a testimony to tell you today that I am not ashamed of this gospel, for it is the power of God. When I heard it, it convicted my heart, and I turned away from my sin. I repented of my sin and said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I don't want to live the life I've lived before. I don't want to continue in sin. I don't want to take for granted the grace of God and the blood that Jesus shed up on the cross to save me. That message today, it never gets old to me, because that message is what saved my life. I should be dead today, but because of the gospel and the power in the gospel. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church in Manchester, New Hampshire. And we thank you for this great opportunity that we've had today to come and share this simple gospel message with you today of the power of the gospel. We are located in Manchester at 417 Granite Street. If you'd like to come to attend a service with us, we'd be more than happy to have you come and worship the Lord with us. In Manchester, New Hampshire, the Abiding Light Church at 417 Granite Street. And the phone number to the church is area code 603-641-2022. And we thank the Lord for this great opportunity to come and share His word with you today. Amen. And we would like to hear a response from this message today. You can write us at 417 Granite Street, Manchester, New Hampshire, or just drop us a call at 603-641-2022 and let us know how much this broadcast has been a blessing to you today.